We're back once again for another edition of Millennial Words of the Week. My daughter Sarah, again on the line. I have woken her up again to play the game where she has to try to guess what Generation Z and or Millennial slang that I am giving her. So these are actual slang words, and you know some or you don't know some, or you can take a guess as to what you think it means. So, All right, here's a new one. It's peccadillos.
What?
Peccadillos.
I don't know.
What are your peccadillos?
What is that supposed to be?
It's slight sins or offenses or petty crimes or small infractions. Like, what are your peccadillos? Like, I constantly drive too fast. One of my peccadillos. If that's, you know, no, I'm not saying I drive too fast. That's using that in a sentence. Peccadillo, it's pretty new, apparently. All right. Next word, quaking.
Quaking?
Quaking.
I don't know, is it like shaking or something?
Mm-mm, no.
I don't know.
It is shocked or surprised in a positive way. Oh. E.g., my cooking's so good, Gordon Ramsay is quaking.
Oh, okay.
Quaking. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I have.
You have heard that one? Okay, well. All right, and finally, Dirk. D-U-R-K. Dirk.
I don't know.
This is a bit of a stretch. But I kind of like this one. Dirk. Apparently, it's a way that you could describe an epic party. Like, to Dirk. Cheers. To Dirk. This party's great. Yeah, it's to Dirk. And here's the reason why the word Dirk is used. Apparently, Dirk is referencing the Neanderthal patriarch responsible for the great 20,000 BC fire party. Having discovered wine and fire in close proximity, Dirk threw one hellacious, rootin'-tootin' wild cave party that three-quarters of the known world attended. It was a cave party of epic proportion. Woolly mammoth cookouts, just a few of the festivities. And Dirk would be immortalized in many cave paintings around Western and Central Europe. So apparently, Dirk was the patriarch of the modern rager.
Oh.
I'm guessing.
Fun.
I don't know if that's actually historically accurate, but I like that description.
It's an interesting description.
Dirk sounds like he was a pretty fun guy for a Neanderthal.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Dad, I'm sure you can relate being a Neanderthal yourself.
No, I'm a troglodyte. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.